The U.S. Ag Department predicts two-thirds of the increase in global grain production this year will go into making ethanol. There's been a large upswing in the number of ethanol refineries, and other investment dollars are flowing to fuel. The trends worry Lester Brown, who heads the Earth Policy Institute. Brown says more demand for corn in the fuels market will raise food prices and set up an unfair battle.
What this is shaping up as at the global level is competition between the 800 million people who own automobiles and the 2 billion low-income people in the world, many of whom are already spending over half their income on food.
Brown also says pushing more marginal land into production sucks up scarce water. He says there's no one in charge internationally to aim for the right balance between food and fuel. He says a far better plan for the planet is to raise fuel efficiency standards in cars and create more mass transit and wind farms. But Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Rod Milsestuen says the great majority of corn grown in the United States is used for animal feed.
You know, the corn that we're growing in Wisconsin, and we'll have about one of five rows of corn going into an ethanol plant this year, but the distiller's grain that comes out of that process is still used as it was before for livestock feed. And so there isn't a diversion away from what has for a long time been the use of that feed.
Milsestuen supports Lester Brown's call for more use of switchgrass and other non-food plant matter for making fuel. But he says grain will remain an important ingredient. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.